Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of discussing the halachos of interruptions and responses in the middle of davening, and we've had a few shiurim on that topic already in regards to responses during tefillah. And I mentioned in the beginning that it gets very, very complicated, and some of you may be wondering that the first three shiurim that we had on this topic have not been very complicated. Well, tonight is where it starts to get a little bit complicated, but we're going to try to keep it as simple as possible and keep it in focus, not to get confused with what we have said until now. Until now, we discussed in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, before Psukei Dezimra, which is the most lenient, and in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, what a person is allowed to say and respond to during that part of davening. Tonight we're going to discuss, last night we discussed Hallel, tonight we're going to discuss during the actual bracha of Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach themselves. We've mentioned that Baruch She'amar is considered the bracha before Psukei Dezimra, it's on Psukei Dezimra, and Yishtabach is the bracha afterwards. So it's like this: Baruch She'amar has three parts to it. If you have access to a siddur, you could see. But Baruch She'amar, from the beginning, the words Baruch She'amar, up until the first words of Baruch Atah Hashem, which is a few lines into Baruch She'amar, that is just a preamble, and all responses are permitted during that time. It's just as if it's before Psukei Dezimra, which we said is very lenient. So before the first words of Baruch Atah Hashem, the first few lines, anything, you can say anything. From the first words of Baruch Atah Hashem until the last one, last Baruch Hashem, towards the end of Baruch She'amar, then the halacha is the following. You can answer to Kaddish, to Kedusha, to Baruch Hu, to Modim Derabanan, all other Amains. The Mishnah Berurah also says, this is in Siman Nun Aleph, also to the first Pasuk of Kriyashma. So that, so far, is the same as during Psukei Dezimra itself. But over here, it's a little bit more strict. You are not allowed to say Asher Yatzar. If a person needs to run to the bathroom in the middle of Baruch She'amar, you're not allowed to say Asher Yatzar at that time, in the middle of Baruch She'amar itself, and also not Amen. You're not allowed to say the word Amen to the bracha of Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. The bracha of Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach is not as important to say Amen to those brachos, and that's because those brachos are really not found in the Gemara, so it's not as choshev as Amen to other brachos. So that's just one little knetch. If you are in the middle of Baruch She'amar, which can happen, you come late to shul, which is normal for women to come late to shul on Shabbos, it's fine, and you're in the middle of Baruch She'amar at that point, after the first Baruch Atah Hashem, but before the second, then you are not allowed to say Amen to, let's say, the Chazan's Yishtabach. Let's say the Chazan's ready up to Yishtabach, so then you are not allowed to say Amen to that, or you're not allowed to say Asher Yatzar. During the last part of Baruch She'amar, the last Baruch Atah Hashem, then, till the end of Baruch She'amar, then no interruption is allowed at all. It's even more strict than Psukei Dezimra after that. The Mishnah Berurah says that during that last part, that's the actual Baruch Atah Hashem of Baruch She'amar, then no interruptions are allowed. Once you finish Baruch She'amar, then the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Nun Aleph, you are allowed to say Amen to the Chazan's Baruch She'amar. Once Baruch She'amar itself is finished, you're allowed to say Amen to the Chazan's Baruch She'amar, not to anything else, because that's a hefsek between the bracha and Psukei Dezimra. Fine, I don't want to say too many things that are going to confuse, but just keep it simple. During, in the middle of Baruch She'amar itself, you can say Amen to everything except for Asher Yatzar, and you can't say Amen to Baruch She'amar itself. During the last Baruch Atah Hashem, then nothing can be said. In Yishtabach itself, it's very similar. Later, during Yishtabach, during the last part of Baruch Atah Hashem of Yishtabach itself, then you're not allowed to say answer to anything. But the beginning of Yishtabach, Shimcha Malkeinu, up until the words Baruch Atah Hashem, depending how you continue with Ashkenaz or Sfarad, then it's the same as before in regards to the middle of Baruch She'amar, that you could say, you could answer to Kaddish, Kedusha, and Modim, and Baruch Hu, and Shema, but not to the Amen of the Yishtabach itself. After Yishtabach is finished, and so Psukei Dezimra is considered totally finished, then it becomes more lenient. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Daleth tells us you are allowed to be mafsik for a mitzvah, which means after Yishtabach is finished, but before you start the next bracha of Yotzer Ar. In the future, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss once you start Yotzer Ar. But during that break, after Yishtabach is totally finished, before Yotzer Ar. The Shulchan Aruch tells us you're allowed to be mafsik, you're allowed to interrupt for the purpose of a mitzvah, for anything that's a mitzvah. It's no geya to give tzedakah to an ani that comes around the shul, or if a man gets access to tzitzis or tefillin, at that point they're allowed to say the bracha then. For Hallel, like we discussed last night, we said the Shaar Tzion says that at that point, if the Tzibur is saying Hallel, then you should say it at that point, because you're allowed to be mafsik for a mitzvah once you have finished Yishtabach. There are those, not everybody agrees to this, but this is how we paskin. And I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos as well that he says that only for an opportunity, only for mitzvah that's going to pass, like we said before, Hallel, you need to give tzedakah to an ani. Also, you're allowed to say Asher Yotzer at that point, say a bracha on thunder and lightning, amen to brachas that you hear all over, even Baruch Hu Baruch Shamay and Brichu, you're allowed to say. Again, we're talking about the point where your Shabbat is totally finished and you haven't started the bracha of Yotzer Ar yet. You can answer to Kedusha, to the first Pasuk in Kriyashma and Baruch Shem, to Modim Derabanon, to Brich Shemei, when the Tzibur is taking out the Sefer Torah. Let's say you see the Tzibur is getting ready to take out the Sefer Torah and you finish the Bracha of Yishtabach, so don't start the next Bracha yet. You just wait at that point. You can wait a little bit. Wait at that point, and any mitzvah answering, anything you need to say for the purpose of a mitzvah, that will pass, then you are allowed to say after you have finished Yishtabach, before Yotzer Ar begins. So again, tonight we just spoke about during the actual bracha of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, and that we said in the middle of the bracha, not in the beginning of Baruch Sha'amar, but in the middle of the actual bracha of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, you are allowed to say amen to almost everything except to Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach itself. You're not allowed to say the Amen to those brachas because that's more lenient. You're not allowed to say Asher Yotzer, and the same is during Yishtabach itself. During the end of the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, Baruch Atah Hashem, until the end of each one, then you are not allowed to interrupt for anything because that is the Iker, that is the main part of the bracha. And then after Yishtabach is over, before you start the next section of Tefillah of Yotzer Ar, then we say that you're allowed to answer for any mitzvah that is necessary, any amen, even Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Baruch Hu, and surely for all other things, for Asher Yotzer, and for thunder and lightning. In this week's parasha, in Parashas Kedoshim, there was the pasuk of Betzedek Tishbait Amisacha. You should judge your nation righteously. And that's the simple explanation is that's going on Bezdin, that they should judge everyone correctly. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us a phrase that I'm sure you all know of, that this is going on every single person, that they should be Danes HaAdam L'Kaf Schos, that you should judge your friend favorably. You see them do something, you should judge them favorably, that they're probably not doing something wrong, and really they are doing something correct. And the Sfasema says that the reason why it says Danes HaAdam, the person, why is it the person? The Sfasema says that sometimes you need to look at the whole person, the person as a whole. What's their background? Where are they coming from? Or, you know, are they going through a hard time right now? Maybe they had a hard day. And many times we don't know what's going on in the other person's life. And we can't judge a person. We should never judge a person, because we have to take the whole person into account, and we don't necessarily know everything the person has gone through. And I just want to tell you a short story. I'm sure many of you have heard this story from me before, but it's worth it to hear again. And for those of you who haven't heard this story from me, I've said this before in public, a story that happened with a friend of mine, that he one time was up in a camp for Shabbos. And he wasn't in that camp throughout the summer. He just got permission to visit a friend just for a Shabbos. And he was in this camp, and he noticed Friday night in Shul that everybody after the davening was going around to the head counselor to say Good Shabbos, and to the Marad Asra to say Good Shabbos. And he saw it was beautiful, and he saw one boy off to the side that he wasn't walking around. He was standing off to the side. He wasn't walking around saying Good Shabbos. Not only that, but this boy was standing, he was like leaning back on a shtender, as if he's nice and comfortable, and he's not walking around, he's like a cool guy, he doesn't have to go around. Also, his black hat was bent backwards, like up, and he had a big huge chup in the front of his head by his hair, a big huge bunch of hair, and his hat was like behind the chup, and he looked like a real cool cat, and he was like, you know, king of the world, and he didn't have to go around saying Good Shabbos, leaning back on the shtender with his big chup and his hat, you know, perched back nice and cool and handsome. And it irked him, it bothered him, like, who is this guy, who does he think he is? So he asked his friend that he was visiting for Shabbos, who's that guy off to the side, what's going on with him? He said, oh, him, you never believe it, don't even ask. He said, "Hi nebechaziana machla," and he's so weak that he can't even walk around the shul to say good Shabbos to the head counselor and to the Murad Asra. Not only is he so weak that he can't walk around, but he can't even stand up straight. Look, you see, he's leaning back on the shtender. He has a hard time even standing up straight all by himself. He has to lean on the shtender. And you see his hat, it's perched back. That's because he lost his hair in the back of his head because of all the chemo. Nebuch, he lost the hair in the back of his head, and he perched his hat back to cover it because he's embarrassed about it. And he has this big chup because the front of his hair hasn't fallen out yet, so he doesn't want to cut it because that's all he has left. And you know, so therefore he leaves his hat like that, then he leaves his hair like that. And my friend told me that it was such a lesson in Daniel Zakavschus. He thought, you know, he had this guy touched up all in 1 second, but every single thing that he was bothered by this person was all answered up in one moment. And we never know what is going on in somebody's life. And a person will be foolish to think that they know everything in the other person's life. Even your best friend, your next door neighbor, you know everything about her or about him. It's not possible. Even our own siblings, we don't necessarily know everything that's going on. A person cannot know, even if they tell you everything, that you have no idea if they're telling you everything. And we do not know exactly what is going on in somebody else's life and somebody else's day. And that's a great lesson. And that could avoid so much machlokes and so much fighting in the world. And as we mentioned before, especially during these times of Sfira, that it's a special time to work on the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi of each and every one of us. That's something that we learned from this past week's parasha. And the Gemara Chazal tell us that if we judge others L'Kaf Schus, then Hashem will judge us L'Kaf Schus, which is a bracha that Be'ez Hashem should be Mekuyim with all of us. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.